On the telephone line, our friend Ty Anderson of 98.5, the Sports Hub in Boston. Hello there, Ty.
Rich, what's going on?
Well, getting back at it here, trying to get used to being back on the job, although you know, we only took one day off last week, but it threw me off completely.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I really only had Thanksgiving Day off just based on how the Bruins schedule worked out. Well, we had Sunday off from practice, but that's when you attend other things, so... yeah, you know, the grind really never stops. Like that's like, for me, I have nothing to do typically from like July, like mid July through September. And that's always weird. So I like the downtime when I can find it in season, and luckily we're able to on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, absolutely. And well, the Bruins are getting right back at it starting tomorrow night. Let's talk about some of the things that have happened recently with the team, including a nice relief effort, Jeremy Swayman coming in, when Ullmark got hurt, and then did a pretty fine job, and might that lead to more playing time for him?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think it's been very hard for the Bruins to get Jeremy Swayman into rhythm this season, and part of that is really no fault of his own. You know, he had the injury in Pittsburgh, and the other part of it, too, is Ullmark has just been so good, right? You can't really sit him because he's playing with a .936 save percentage. I mean, it's really hard to bench a guy like that, so... You know, it's been tough for the Bruins to find pockets of play here for Jeremy Swayman. I actually asked Bruins coach Jim Montgomery about that last Saturday, saying, you know, would this be the positive of an Ullmark injury that allows you to get Swayman some back-to-back starts and consecutive starts? And he agreed, because it's been the hardest thing for them this year is really getting both goalies into rhythm. You remember last season, it was basically a down-the-middle split. They're going to have to make up some ground here with Swayman to get back to that split, which is what they want to have. We've talked about before, they want to have that, but you got to get Swayman on a run here. And the performance he had on Friday really gives you some confidence there. Those are high-quality saves. 16 minutes and 6 saves, but they were really top-shelf saves, in my opinion.
Who do you think we'll see in net tomorrow night? Will it be Swayman or will it be Kincaid?
I have a feeling it'll be Swayman. I just see that being the way to go. You obviously, you know, since Ullmark and Swayman became the 1-2 in Boston, I believe Ullmark has had 4 of the 5 starts against the Lightning. Now, in a 7-game series, you're probably going to go with Linus Ullmark based on what we've seen this year, but you want to be able to have confidence in the other guy, you know, Swayman, that he can handle the Lightning. He can handle that matchup. So I think that makes the most sense. I think that's where they'll go with it. You know, Kincaid was a nice story when he came up, and he did his job and then some. But you have to remember, too, that to get him playing time, it took until a back-to-back, right? He was seen for about a week and a half, 2 weeks, and it really wasn't until they had a back-to-back that we saw him. So I think that Swayman would be their guy, especially with this schedule coming up here, with the quality of competition. They also have a nicely spaced-out schedule, too. So you can go to Swayman and not necessarily have to worry about, you know, not enough rest between starts for him.
Speaking of injury news, you wrote that most of the injury news is actually fairly positive for the Bruins right now.
Yeah, it's all, you know, it's basically everyone's day to day, no one's week to week, which is important. And I don't think that Montgomery is a coach who likes to play, you know, likes to do some trickery and say a guy is day to day when he's really week to week. If you remember when Swayman and Fulbert went down, he said they're week to week. He outright said it. So, you know, all three of those guys. I saw Trent Frederick actually skating after practice over the weekend. Looked like he was working on his core, you know, maybe some upper body there with his skating. So hopeful that he's back soon. We'll see. Craig Smith has been in and out. He's had a few injuries this season. Even dating back to last year, he's had a couple, you know, more than a couple of injuries. So, that's worth monitoring as well. Derek Forbert, I believe, will be back this week, whether it's tomorrow or maybe Saturday is more likely. But he's trending the right direction. You know, it's a broken finger. As long as he can skate stick handle without issues, I think you're going to be okay there. He's not necessarily known for his shot. So really, it's about being able to hold a stick, handle a stick, make some passes. And he can do that right now. So I think he's just days away. It's about figuring out the roster and the cap and everything in between.
Now, what is going on with Jacob Zboril?
You know, it's been hard for him to find traction. And, you know, I think part of that is really he's not playing every day. And when he is given a chance, he's not really grabbing it by the horns. You know, the term they use when talking about him is assertive. He needs to be more assertive in all areas of the game. And I think, you know, that kind of goes hand in hand with playing. I think when you're not playing enough, it's tough for you to have that confidence, right? It's tough for you to have a feel for the game, a sense for the game. But at the same time, it's kind of the job here. I mean, we all know it's going to be a crowded defense. It is a crowded defense. So you need to take advantage of your opportunities. And right now, we're not seeing that with Zboril. And I thought his game in Florida was really frustrating. Really frustrating game because it was, you know, it was 7 minutes. He basically gives up and lets Florida get the puck on the goal, on the second period goal that kind of accelerates things for the Panthers. And then in the power play, you know, he's just, you got to be there. You got to deny those net front chances, especially when you're in the lineup for Derek Forbert. So just tough sledding for him right now. It's really hard to get rhythm, and it's hard to see the Bruins carving out more minutes for him, too.
We're talking with Ty Anderson here on Downtown. Well, 12 in a row at the Garden to begin the season, an NHL record. What's been the key to their success at home in particular?
You know, it's been just timely goals. I think that's been a big formula for their success is that, you know, they're building off momentum, right? Like, they score a goal, and you can just tell the jump, the energy. You know, the building comes to life. And I think there's just that air of invincibility in the sense that no deficit is too big, no situation is too dire. Like, they will make the plays. So I think there's a mental component as well as an X's and O's. But I've been really impressed with the way this team has been able to generate momentum and really keep it. You know, you go back before this Carolina game, I'm pretty sure that they've trailed at the Garden for less than 10 minutes, right? So they've just been dominant with the lead. They've been able to really sort of score some timely goals and clutch goals and go from there. So I think when you have this kind of stretch, you know, everything feels easier, right? Mentally, everything feels like you can win every game. You can win every battle. And I think that, you know, you talk to the guys in that locker room right now, and it's just, there's just this aura on the team right now that nothing can slow them down. And I think on home ice, that is especially true.
You know, we've been so focused on the Bruins. New Jersey Devils playing some pretty impressive hockey, 36 points, just like the Bruins, and an 18-4 overall record. Well, what have the Devils been doing right?
You know, it's been really fascinating to watch them. You know, they've made some signings over these last few seasons. They bring in Dougie Hamilton. They bring in Andre Palat. We haven't seen a ton of him because of injuries, but obviously we know him from the Tampa Bruins rivalry. They bring in Vitek Vanacek to help Mackenzie Blackwood in net. Really, when I watch the Devils, I watch a team that is just so fast, right? And this is kind of where the league is trending, right? That you need to have speed, you need to have skill. And this team has it, and then some. You know, Jack Hughes is an amazing talent. You know, I think watching him last year, I would say to people, he's going to break out here. Watch, you know, he's on the cusp here. He looks real good. And when you have that, and you have Nico Hischier, and you have Miles Wood, another guy who, you know, maybe doesn't get the love that he should, but Miles Wood is such a energetic sort of presence for them. He plays a brand of hockey that is maybe a step below a Tom Wilson, right, where it's physical and it's fast and he has some skill there. So they found a way here to build this quietly into a juggernaut. Now, do I believe that they are, you know, 130-point team? I don't know, but the way they play is the way that the league is trending, right? Which means a lot of good things for long-term success. For me, I'm really curious to see if they try to add pieces, if they respect the idea of this is a multi-year process. And we don't want to take away any prospects or any picks, because that's the decision they have to make now, right? Like, if you're in this, you're in this. So curious where they go, but when I watch them, I just watch a fast team that really can put some goals on you in a hurry.
Jim Montgomery getting a lot of credit, as he should, for the Bruins' fast start. But Bruce Cassidy doing okay out in Vegas as well. They're sitting there with 33 points right now. And I guess it's proof that sometimes just a change of scenery is good for everybody.
Oh, absolutely. And I think what's most impressive about what Bruce is doing with the Golden Knights, for me anyway, is that, you know, they don't have Robin Lehner. He's out for the season. They're going with Logan Thompson here in net, and I think he's been pretty good. You know, he's been better than advertised, in my opinion. You know, they've had to have him step up and be the guy. You know, for them, they had Aiden Hill as well as their backup. It's been a little more hot and cold, but it's worked. You know, I was watching the Vegas game the other night. It was interesting, you know, watching Cassidy kind of get in Mark Stone's ear and deliver a message, and Mark Stone, you know, was receptive to it. And it just speaks to the idea that sometimes voices grow stale. It doesn't mean that voice, though, is ineffective, right? And I think what you're seeing with Vegas is that, you know, Bruce is the guy that they need. And I think a huge part of what's gone on in Vegas, personally, is Jack Eichel is back. I mean, he is back being the Jack Eichel that we all hoped, you know, thought he would be when the Sabres took him with the second overall pick back in 2015. That he's over a point per game player this year. Looks confident, looks healthy. You know, he's playing, I think, almost 20 minutes a night, I want to say, for them. So you're just seeing, you know, that their best stars are reacting to a new coach, performing. They're all healthy, performing. And the Bruins are, you know, their best guys performing with their new coach. So it's rare that this works out as well as it has, but it's worked out for both Bruce and Jim Montgomery. And what a dream matchup that would be, huh? Bruins and Golden Knights in the Stanley Cup final.
Absolutely. Well, tomorrow night should be an interesting matchup with the Lightning. Last week, a week ago tonight when they played, it looked like the Bruins were in some early trouble there, but as they've done throughout this great start to the season, they found a way to turn it around, particularly in the third period.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I really think that the Bruins have, and I know it's a dangerous game to say this because it's not the playoffs, we don't know, but I really think that they've kind of figured out the Lightning. And you go back to these last few seasons, they've played them really well. Yeah. And I thought, especially once they added Hampus Lindholm, it was like a different rivalry, in my opinion. It's kind of similar to when the Lightning added Ryan McDonagh, because now you had Victor Hedman and Ryan McDonagh to worry about. And the Lightning have to worry about Charlie McAvoy and Hampus Lindholm now. So I think that changes the dynamic of the rivalry. I also think the Lightning have lost a lot of key pieces over the years. You know, you're seeing guys, and Nick Paul had a great game. I think he's one of the only guys that had a great game. But, you know, you're seeing your Nick Pauls, your Brandon Hagels, your Corey Perry, Patrick Maroon. They now have to help, you know, bridge in the gaps here left by Palat, left by Barclay Gaudreau, Blake Coleman. You know, a lot of talent has left Tampa over the last few years, and I really think that's kind of played a factor in terms of bringing these teams back even. Now, the Lightning are still the team to beat, in my opinion, because they have the best goalie in the world, Andrei Vasilevskiy, but, you know, these teams are much closer now than they were, say, 3 years ago, say, 2 years ago even. So I like where the Bruins match up against these guys, and I think especially no longer having all your eggs in one basket, right? When you have Pastrnak, Marchand, and Bergeron split up, I think that makes you more equipped to handle what the Lightning do and do very well in terms of their offensive firepower.
Ty Anderson of 98.5, the Sports Hub, with us this afternoon, talking Bruins. Ty, thanks so much. As always, enjoy the game tomorrow night, and we'll check in again with you very soon.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, Rich.